Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So quick to attack prayer, so easy to defend a transgender shooting suspect. That's probably the best way to sign up the to sum up the reaction here from the liberal media mob and from the left to this horrific shooting of these innocent Catholic school kids in Minnesota at the hands of a deranged transgender shooter. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. You know, the one thing they don't want to talk about is school safety and school security. They've now got two knee-jerk reactions that they have whenever a transgender shooter comes in and shoots up a Christian school or is part of another mass shooting. Their first reaction is always gun control and to go after your ability to protect yourself and your ability to protect your kids. And then now their second reaction, knee-jerk reaction, is to trash prayer. But then again, they have now become the party of where their religion is trashing religion. Trashing religion is their religion. So, of course, taking away your Second Amendment rights and trashing people of faith, trashing prayer, is exactly the two responses that you're going to get here time and time again. Tom Elliott, he produced a supercut. I think he's with Grabian Media. This supercut, this montage from the liberal media mob, so desperately trying to be respectful to this killer's preferred pronouns here of this transgender shooting suspect in Minneapolis. This actual montage goes on for 3 minutes. I'm not going to play the full thing for you, but just to give you a taste of how desperate the media is to try to be respectful of a shooter who just shot and killed innocent school kids.
The shooter identified, we are told, as female, legally changed their name from Robert to Robin. There's no connection yet from that to the motive.
I don't believe that how the shooter identifies currently in this investigation right now is of significant importance.
The mayor also calling on people to, quote, stop villainizing the trans community after learning that the suspect, who was born male, identified as female.
Spoke about this so profoundly and powerfully.
I have heard about a whole lot of hate that's being directed at our trans community.
Anybody that is going to use this as an opportunity to villainize our trans community.
This is not the time to jump to conclusions about the shooter, right? What his ideological views might have been, what his own personal situation was.
I don't know why this has been a trend lately when it comes to shooters, but immediately you'll see a bunch of accounts online argue that it's a trans problem, that the shooter was trans.
Yeah, because we've seen it in so many of these instances now, mental health that's not being treated as a mental health issue, but is instead being promoted. And a media that is so desperate to be respectful of the preferred pronouns of a shooting suspect. Anyway, they don't want to talk about school safety, but we will. We've got Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter joining us here in just a few minutes talking about that very topic.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, we're going to talk school safety, school security here with Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter in just a few minutes. He's going to join us for the rest of the hour, starting around 9:25 here this morning. But first up, it's great to have Casey Crosby with us here. Casey Crosby was elected as the national committee woman from the great state of Kentucky in June of 2012. But Casey Crosby is now the RNC co-chair, the co-chair of the Republican National Committee. Casey, great to have you on the show this morning and appreciate you freeing up some time for us.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, we were already scheduled to chat with you here this morning, and I was just looking at some of the headlines here. The White House just shared several great news headlines as we head into the Labor Day weekend.
And to me, this is just symbolic of all the good things the Trump team is doing in the first 7 months in office here. But Axios Media, which is, you know, a liberal-leaning outfit, this is their headline. Here comes the cheapest Labor Day driving in years. Just symbolic of just some of the great things the Trump team is doing here in the first 7 months.
Yeah, it's truly amazing as we head into Labor Day weekend. For the first time in years, Americans, we're seeing a booming economy. The stock market is up, low inflation, and the cheapest Labor Day gas prices in years. And, you know, this is truly a testament to President Trump and his leadership. And, you know, it just goes on down the line with the economy growing at a rate of over 3%, and again, inflation down, and even international businesses consider the USA to be the number one country to work with, and this is all due to great leadership from our president.
I just saw the second quarter GDP numbers were just revised, and even those numbers were better than expected.
Yeah, well, it's amazing when you have a president who makes promises and keeps his promises, and President Trump is beating all expectations. I always tell everybody my money is on him when it comes to policy and making America great again, and certainly I see that as I travel the country. The American people are solidly behind our president and what he is doing just to make life better for everyday Americans.
You know, you look at the contrast, too. The Democrats, you're the co-chair of the Republican National Committee. The Democrat National Committee just had their big summer meeting. And even though they spent millions of dollars to pay a consultant that then told them, stop saying all the things that you've been saying, they just can't help themselves. They still keep kind of doubling down on the woke words and the woke terminology.
Yeah, it is absurd to me. I mean, the fact that they paid someone to tell them to stop using words, I feel like I'm talking to my children, you know, when they were little, and I'd say, now choose your words wisely. It's sort of the same thing. They're very good at wasting money. We saw that during Kamala Harris's campaign where they blew through $1 billion. And I think now we're seeing their registrations are down in states that actually track partisan registration. We see where they've lost over 2 million voters. Meanwhile, the Republican Party has gained over 2 million voters. Their fundraising is dismal. And it just goes to the fact that they are so out of touch with what the American people want. I mean, they fight for open borders. They fight to keep MS-13 gangbangers, who are the worst of the worst. These are murderers, human traffickers, rapists. And, you know, they'll stand outside ICE centers and protest to keep these people in our country. They want little boys playing sports with girls. And it's amazing, like you said, they double down on these issues, and they're 80-20 issues, and the American people are just not behind it. And, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, and it's like they're just not getting it. You would think if your pocketbook was hit or you're losing people from your party that the light would go off, and it just is not resonating with them. But yeah, I guess I'm not really surprised, because when you have leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders and Mamdani and Newsom taking the lead of their party, this is probably what we can expect for the next few years.
Well, and then look at California Governor Gavin Newsom. I mean, he doesn't realize that the joke's on him. He's complaining about, you know, President Trump sending him Trump 2028 hats. And what he doesn't realize is that the joke's on you. And the fact that you don't get the joke makes you look even more like a joke.
Yeah, he's so out of touch and so pompous and arrogant. I mean, who can forget the image of him, you know, locking down his state? Meanwhile, he's, you know, going to a fancy French restaurant and, you know, having dinner with his friends. And I laugh. I have the line. I'm always like, nobody loves Gavin more than Gavin. And like you said, he's so tone deaf. He doesn't even understand when the joke's on him. So, you know, when they pick leaders like that for the Democrat Party, I mean, it's almost like a gift, because if you look at the policies he's implemented in California and what a mess it is there, I mean, their economy, they have economic mismanagement, the homelessness, the crime. I can imagine people in your state, in a state like mine in Kentucky, that is not what we stand for.
Yeah, that line that you used about Gavin Newsom reminds me, my dad would always joke about, I remember when I was a kid, he had this line, if there were people that thought that they were, you know, pretty cool or cooler than everybody else, he'd always say, that guy is the coolest guy he knows. And so,
I'm going to remember that one.
Yeah, it was always a great line. I need to ask him where he got that line from, who he heard that line from. Casey Crosby, can you stick around with us for just a couple more minutes here after the next break?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to.
Perfect. All right. Stand by. We're going to go back to Casey Crosby right after this. She not only is the co-chair of the RNC, she also serves on the RNC Faith Advisory Board. So I want to get her take on this attack on faith, this attack on prayer. And then we'll go to Sheriff Slaughter right after that. Did you know that Montana's...
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back to it here with Casey Crosby, the RNC co-chair. She also serves on the RNC's Faith Advisory Board. And here in just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk school safety and school security with Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter. He has got one of the most comprehensive school safety, school security plans in effect in the country. I fully believe that. You're going to hear more about that here in just a couple of minutes. And isn't it interesting that so many in the liberal media mob don't want to talk about actual school safety or actual school security? But first, back to it here with Casey Crosby. And Casey, thanks for sticking around with us here. You know, a couple of conversations I had earlier this morning. One was with our friend Becky Hillier. She grew up in Miles City, Montana. She went to the Catholic school there. If they were in class and they heard a siren down the street, everybody knew what the standard operating procedure was. Every kid in the school, every faculty member would put their pencils on their desk. They would do the sign of the cross. And they would say a prayer for those first responders and whoever they were responding for. And I thought, wow, what a powerful story about Catholic school kids in Montana and contrasted with this transgender shooter suspect who just slaughtered innocent Catholic school kids in Minneapolis. And a story of prayer and a story of faith. And then I had another conversation with my friend George Blackard, and George made the point that it's not just onesie twosies that are bashing prayer and trashing prayer. It's mayors, it's members of Congress, it's Jen Psaki. This is just crazy what our country has turned into with a lot of these folks on the left.
Yeah, you know, it was really sad to see that the Democrats, their first instinct was to mock prayer. Here, innocent children lost their lives. You know, what a traumatic experience to be in church, having mass, families, first week of school. My kids went to a Christian school in Kentucky, and that would be not uncommon for us to be in the chapel worshiping as families for back to school events or school events in general. And rather than them talking about the deranged lunatic who murdered these children, they immediately turned to mocking prayer. And, you know, this was a radical guy. I mean, he had scrawled on his gun, kill Donald Trump. He had Free Palestine in his journal. And instead of talking about this deranged lunatic, their first instinct was to mock prayer. And I tend to take the position of Vice President Vance, like, what are you even talking about right now? Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Yeah, and it was such a great response by Vice President J.D. Vance, where he says, look, a call for prayer is not a call for inaction either. Nobody who's saying, hey, let's pray for these victims, let's pray for these families, is also saying let's not take action here. But again, their knee-jerk reaction on that front is always to go after our ability to defend ourselves and always to go after our Second Amendment rights. But yet they don't want you to even talk about what actually happened there and the actual shooting suspect and mental illness in America. And they don't want to talk about actual school safety and actual school security. Casey Crosby, an honor to have you on the show. Thanks for taking your time with us here this morning.
Thank you. You have a great weekend. Thank you for having me.
All right. You too. Yeah, appreciate you being on the show. Switching tracks now, you know, I say, yeah, they don't want to talk about school safety and school security. They just want to bash prayer and go after your Second Amendment rights. Well, let's talk school safety. Let's talk school security. Great to have Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter back with us here on the show. Sheriff, thanks for freeing up some time this morning as well.
Absolutely, Aaron. Huge honor to be here, and I'm super excited to talk about this topic.
Yeah. Hey, like I said, I think you've got, and at least from you know what I know from my little perch here in Montana, you've got probably the most comprehensive school safety, school security, not just plan, but plan that's in effect right now, probably in the entire country, one of, if not the most comprehensive. Are you getting phone calls from CNN and MSNBC and the UK Daily Mail and all these other outfits to talk to you about your school security plan by chance?
No, absolutely not. No, all I see is people, you know, looking for gun control solutions and obviously bashing people who are praying. And that's really all I'm seeing coming out of this. But also to another note is the frustration, the frustrating thing to watch this is this problem is so easily solvable, but the apathy and the lack of courage that I'm seeing with leaders that we're supposed to trust, that we've elected or we've appointed to positions of public safety, will not take, they refuse to take the necessary steps to secure our schools. It is not a difficult thing to do. The thing that angers me beyond belief about this is the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. And all these social problems that we want to talk about transgender mental health issue, all these different issues that are happening, those are complex social issues. Those issues take decades to unpack. And in the meantime, we're leaving our children as victims to these awful, horrible people who are exploiting the thing that our very elected officials and appointed officials don't have the courage to step up and fix. And I hear it all the time, you know, oh, well, we can't solve the school violence problem. It's a mental health problem. We got to do that. That is apathy. That is failure to do your duty by omission. And we have to step up, and we have the solution for it. We have the solution here in Cascade County. And, spoiler alert, but not going to say everything, but we have a plan to take it to the entire country. And at the end of the day, if people don't support protecting our children, then what's your value? I mean, we protect money with armored vehicles, guys with rifles and plate carriers. We build these giant Fort Knoxes and all these places to store money. And the message we're sending to our children is this, is like, hey, we value money more than we value you. And that is not who our country is. And we need to change that.
But before we, and all of our listeners have likely, most of them have heard you talk about your school safety and school security plan before, but I think they'd all appreciate an update on, you know, on the plan and you know, how, especially as schools are getting back up and running across the state. Some kids are already back in school. Some kids will be back in school next week. But let me take a step back to this whole, you know, a trashing prayer discussion as well. That story that Becky Hillier shared with me when she was at Sacred Heart as a kid, and they would put their pencils, if they heard sirens, and those kids would put their pencils on their desk, make the sign of the cross, and say a prayer. I think about, man, if that was one of your deputies, sirens going down the road in Cascade County, I couldn't imagine a leader like you or any other leader, frankly, in Cascade County saying, oh, you don't need to pray for those deputies that are going down the road right now. You shouldn't pray for those EMTs. I think you would say, wow, thank you to school kids like that are praying when they hear those sirens.
Absolutely. This prayer discussion thing, everybody needs to wake up. It's a distraction. It is demonic, and it is a distraction. They are trying to distract us from the issue so we don't actually solve it. It is all a distraction, you know, and I mean, I pay attention to it. It frustrates me for a minute, but leaders and people who have the power and authority need to stop getting distracted, and they need to start taking action. That is the only thing that's going to solve this problem.
Well, speaking of taking action, I mean, I remember, you know, first hearing about your plan and a plan that's already now in effect, as I understand it. But it's not just, hey, because we've had the discussions before about, hey, why not have good guys with guns in the schools to stop bad guys with guns? And we're not just talking about sheriff's deputies that are visibly carrying guns where it's obvious who the good guy with the gun is, because if that's all you have, you've just made that guy a target for the bad guy with a gun. So you need to have a more covert plan than just that. But then on top of that, hey, why don't we integrate that plan in with locked doors and security cameras and with an immediate notification plan? You've integrated these elements and more.
Yes, all those elements. We have a application that rolls out to every single school that we have in our district. And it is an immediate notification plan. It bypasses dispatch. It goes direct from a school teacher's desk or phone direct to law enforcement for an instant. These shooters, these people are total coward POSs. That's all they are. They are of the devil. They are most disgusting people in the world. And I'm so tired of everyone talking about, oh, they suffer from mental illness. I'm sorry, but your mental illness doesn't allow you to kill children. I am so over that argument. And the reality of it is they are so convicted by their evil that they are going to cowardly get the highest body count they can. And then they're most time going to kill themselves or force law enforcement into killing them. And then the worst thing we do is we say their names and we put their pictures up and we talk about them. Mm-hmm. We have to stop doing that.
Which is what they want.
They need to be nameless.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which is what they want.
Only,
yeah.
That is the only thing in their life that will give them any type. It fuels their narcissistic ideology.
Great point. Hold that thought, Sheriff. Hey, we got to. I'm checking the clock here. We got to take a quick break here on the program. But I hate to have to take a break right now. But definitely, we want to hear more from Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter. Hey, if you want to jump in on the conversation, you can give us a ring as well, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. We'll be back right after this quick break, right here with Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and interact with the leading officials.
This is where Montana Talks at, with Lane Nordlund.
We could see a return of La Nina weather patterns once again later this year. The National Weather Service has issued a La Nina watch, giving about a 60% chance it develops this fall or winter. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
If it does occur, it will be the fifth time in the last six winters that we have seen either La Nina or La Nina-like conditions across the central and eastern equatorial Pacific Ocean.
So what are the potential impacts for the countryside if La Nina becomes established?
One of the impacts is to see drought tending to spread, particularly in the western and southern part of the United States. We're still trying to claw our way out of that drought as we move through 2025. We saw a 2.5-year period from late 2020 into early 2023, where we saw more than 40% of the contiguous United States experiencing drought. You get that cool water, it tends to cut off some of the tropical atmospheric moisture from reaching the United States, and that is one of the big reasons we tend to see increases in drought coverage in the western and southern United States during La Nina. Then as we move into the southern United States, concerns there as we move on to the winter months would be impact on rangeland, pastures, feed for cattle, as well as the upcoming winter wheat crop.
Even with all the moisture we've received as of late, a La Nina weather pattern could impact growing conditions for 2026. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Hiring.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
talking school safety, school security, and more. Sheriff, you were making a great point there before the last break about how all of the earned media attention that these mass shooters get, and many of them seek. It's, you know, it's kind of just a sick phenomenon of this day and age where people want to be like these big social media celebrities, and they think that people knowing their name, even for something horrific, is like something to aspire to. I forget who did the survey, but I remember several years ago, maybe it was John Lott, maybe it was the Media Research Center, but they pointed out that if you calculated the earned media attention that these mass shooters get, it's like hundreds of millions of dollars they get. That if you were like some celebrity or political candidate, you would have to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to get this kind of attention. And that's why I'm with you. As much as possible, you really have to not say their names. And so anyway, go back to that thought before we sneak in some callers here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and they have a very short time to do what they do, to commit their awful, heinous act, you know, and kind of pivot back to the app you were talking about. One of the issues that we have in America is we're using an old 911 system to respond to these events. These events are over before the dispatcher can enter the call into the system and dispatch law enforcement. That's why you have to have a direct connect between your schools to your law enforcement in your community so that you get a real response. But the reality is you can't respond to this. You have to have a sentinel at the door that is prepared to destroy these evildoers. And they're committed to do it. Not officer friendly, not officer hug-a-thug. I'm talking about a real warrior with good instincts who has honor and who's willing to do everything and anything, including giving their own life, because that is our requirement. A lot of times everyone's like, well, you know, we hope all the law enforcement go home at the end of the day. Well, that's not the priority of life. It's hostage citizens, and, you know, and then it's law enforcement. We're third on the list. Our mission in law enforcement is that all the citizens go home. That's our, over and above anything else. The suspect's at the bottom of the priority, obviously, and we have to get back to that in this country.
That's a great point. And that's why your comprehensive school security plan makes sense, is because one, okay, prevent them from getting in the door in the first place. Two, if they get in the door, you have an immediate responder there to stop the threat. But instead of waiting minutes, several minutes for the first responders to show up. And then, yeah, that point you made about like, okay, you don't want these school officials to just have to call the normal dispatch line and then have that delay in getting the first responders. Okay, these are school officials. This is not, you know, the lady down the street that calls 911 every 2 weeks because her cat, you know, ran out the back door. You know, you get the call centers that get overwhelmed with crap calls like that, from what I've understood. Stood, right? So these are trusted, vetted people in our schools that should have an immediate red line to get right to the people they need to get to.
Well, you just talked about earned media. Let's change the narrative. Let's get an armed, trained professional in every school in America. There's only 260,000 schools in America. This is not a major cost to our country. We spend billions and billions, trillions of dollars on national defense. Part of protecting the homeland is protecting our most valuable resource, our children. And the way we change the narrative is this. Instead of posting these psychotic whack jobs on social media, it should be a picture of a cop or a deputy in their Class A uniform and a flag. And every time this happened, all the articles should say is some crazy tried to attack a school and he shot and killed him, and now we're giving him the Medal of Honor for it. That's what we need to change the narrative to.
Except for when that happens, when a good guy or gal with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun, they get zero attention. Yeah, John Lott, I know with the Crime Prevention Center, he's based out of Missoula now. He's done the studies on that that have shown how little attention they want to give to the good guy with a gun stopping a bad guy with a gun. All right, hold that thought. Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter, let's sneak in a caller here. We've got, let's see, Perry in Columbus. Perry, thanks for the call. Did you have a quick question or comment for the sheriff here?
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Sheriff. You know, I just want to thank you both for having the courage to speak the unfiltered truth about the situation, whether it's a school or a church or anywhere else where we are soft targets to this kind of evil. The only solution that makes any sense is for good people to harden up themselves as a target and let these people know through their attrition that it's not going to be a walk in the park when they come to do this kind of evil to children. What do we have if we let them wipe out our children and make them live in fear? Nothing. So get trained, talk to your pastor, let's get some armed security in the schools and make sure that they understand that you're coming to die and die quickly if when you're going to do something like that.
Yeah, great phone call, Perry. Thanks so much for the call. Sheriff Slaughter, I like how he mentioned pastors there as well, because we know churches have been a target, just like Christian schools and Christian churches have been a target. On that front, you know, what about non-public schools as well? That, you know, that's kind of another angle here where we see, you know, Christian schools deliberately targeted in a lot of these more recent instances as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, it has to be. You can't just say, okay, we're going to protect only the public schools. That will very much expose the private schools. That's exactly what happened in Nashville. That the whack job in that one knew that all the public schools had some level of security. So he pivoted to a private school, or I can't remember, he or she, can't remember now, but it doesn't matter. Pivoted to a private school to do the senseless murdering of those children. The last caller, Perry, one of the things I like that he says, well, you know, they're soft targets. Well, they're soft targets because we don't have courageous enough leaders around this country it is the known soft target in your community. It is the known soft target. So it is your obligation and your responsibility to harden that target. And, you know, it just comes back to apathy. It comes back to a lack of action and anticipatory leadership. We know this is a problem. We are in the post-Columbine generation. We know this is an issue. We've been dealing with this issue way before then, but where it really got public attention was in 1999. And how are we 26 years down the road and we haven't solved this problem? And it is not hard to solve. And, you know, my promise to not only the people in my community, the entire state, hopefully someday the entire country, is that I'm not going to be that person, and we're going to step up and we're going to solve this problem forever.
Yeah, because it really shouldn't be that expensive anymore. I mean, God, you mentioned Columbine. I was a freshman in college when that happened, right? And look at how old I am now, right? You know, and it's like, really, we're still having these incidents, and it's like, you've got staff already there, you've got cameras already there, they've already got communication systems there, you've got veterans there or other law enforcement professionals there. This shouldn't be that hard.
It's not that hard. I did the math to protect every public and private school in my entire area of responsibility. It's going to cost about $1.5 million. And the reason I was able to get that cost down so low is because I worked with Senator Fitzpatrick here in Great Falls, and Governor Gianforte signed HB 323, and it's the paid reserve bill. And we now can have fully sworn, fully background, fully vetted paid reserves that can work in these schools and protect them. You have to pay them. I tried the volunteer thing. You know, like today, I could get we'll get complacent and we won't get the volunteers. You have to pay them because you have to hold them accountable. You have to make them train. You have to vet them. Because at the end of the day, you know, and we do this during our employment hiring process for our SROs, If they're not willing to give their own life for the kids, if they're not actually willing to do everything they can and even, you know, empty every magazine they have on them into that person and then still step in front of those kids and sacrifice themselves for the kids, they're vetted out of the program. They're done. And we have zero tolerance for that.
Wow. Already got to take another quick break here as the time is flying by as we catch up with Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter. Ken in the Billings Heights, stand by. We'll get to you right after this. You'll be the first caller coming right out of our next break. It's our shortest break of the hour. You can also message us on the Montana Talks app if you've got a quick message that you want to share this morning here as well. Let's see. And then we've got another caller on the phone lines from Kalispell. We'll sneak on as well. So stand by, back right after this.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, if you call in right now, we should be able to sneak you on before we run out of time. 406-294-0970. Also just got a message from Joe in Kalispell. Joe says this: I conceal carry to church. I don't advertise it, and I don't expect trouble, but just in case. He's my cousin. Just in case. All right. Thank you, Joe, in Kalispell, for that message. Yeah, I know a lot of churches out there have their own armed security and then a lot of concealed carry as well. That's why we're so fortunate to live in a state like Montana. Let's go to Ken in the Billings Heights. Ken, did you have a quick question or comment?
Yeah, the first thing I'm going to tell you is I appreciate you being on radio and letting all the Montanans know what the heck's going on in Montana and all the people in our Senate and the legislature and everything else. The second thing is, you know, we talk about this Democratic Party. I believe that the Democratic Party is no longer a Democratic Party. They are the long arm of the Chinese Communist Party. They have ice water running through their veins. They don't care about God, family, country. They don't care about you, me, or anything else. All they want to do is be in power, and they are going to be the dictator instead of like Trump. They call him a dictator. And we will lose all of our rights. No matter what you have, you won't have to worry about going to church, because if you open your mouth and talk about Jesus Christ, you're going to be gone.
Well, let's look at Washington, D.C. You know, you've had a guy who got who committed 9 different carjackings gets put right back out on the street every single time. But boy, they sure locked up peaceful pro-life protesters for praying very quickly, didn't they? This party today is a lot different than it was even 20 years ago. Ken, thanks for the phone call. Great to hear from you. Let's sneak in another caller here. I think we've got Kurt in Kalispell that Caden is going to patch through me to me here next, talking about school security in particular. Yeah, let's go to Kurt. Kurt, thanks for the call. What's your thoughts?
Hey, Aaron. Kurt, Alpine, I've talked to you a few times in the past.
Yeah, thanks for calling back.
So, with all of modern technologies that the military uses to spot, you know, weaponry with drones and AI, why can't we institute that at the entryways of schools so that there's instant notification before even the first human has to be involved?
Maybe like okay, interesting. Well, let's throw that question to Sheriff Slaughter. Sheriff, your thoughts. Hopefully you could hear that caller there.
I can. That technology does exist. We're actually working on obtaining a grant right now to get it. Some of it is very, very expensive. One of the companies out there is called ZeroWise. It's a bunch of former Navy SEALs. And that technology does exist. I think that technology is great. I'm all for that technology. I'm all for the application. I'm all for the hardened schools. I'm all for showing your ID to the camera and someone buzzing you in. All those things are great. But all those things can be manipulated and circumvented. You still have to have the armed trained professional. You have to have the last line of defense. And now, make no mistake, you need to have all that technology. You need to have everything. I'm not saying you get rid of any of that. That stuff is vital. But it doesn't mean anything unless these cowards are afraid that, you know, they're going to get 147 grains of, you know, gold dot 9mm when they come in the door. If they don't have that fear in them, the success of a school safety program is simple. You harden the target so much that people don't even try. And then hopefully we're on this radio show now, 10 years from now, and the talk is, why are we spending all this money on school safety? Nothing's happened in 10 years. And then we'll say, that's why.
Yeah. Yeah, so well said. What else are you hearing that other schools or sheriffs or law enforcement personnel are doing across Montana right now when it comes to school safety, school security?
Not much. Unfortunately, the old school resource officer model is the prevailing, you know, thing. And unfortunately, I'm not knocking the model. We will still keep that model in place. I think it's good because it creates positive interactions between children and teachers and law enforcement and changes the narrative, which I think is important. However, those school resource officers are so inundated with administrative school actions, Johnny and Timmy got in a fight, you need to give them tickets. We caught, you know, Jane Doe in the back smoking a cigarette, right? Write them a tobacco ticket. They're so inundated with these little things that should just be handled by the associate principals of the school in reality.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we need the good guys to be focused on, you know, the job at hand.
What's your priorities here? Yeah. What's your priorities? Yeah. You see the same mission creep in the military. Okay. Are we here to go after terrorists or are we here to go after Joe? I get it. There's elements to go after Joe, but we're here to go after terrorists. Let's keep these capabilities focused on going after terrorists and America's enemies. Cause yeah, I saw that. We see that same mission creep where they'd try to, I'll leave it at that. Caskey County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter, an honor to have you on the show. Big thanks to your men and women that are working this Labor Day holiday weekend to keep folks safe. Thanks for all you do. Thanks for being with us. By the way, we've got a very special Labor Day show that we'll have for you on Monday. Our producer, Caden Bjornstedt, big thanks to him for putting that best of show together. The former chief of the U.S. Capitol Police, wait till you hear that one. That's coming up Monday.